Picture the tiny island of Sark in the English Channel, population 600, no paved roads, no cars, and it's known as the Western world's last bastion of feudalism. For centuries, the island's 40 landowners automatically have become members of its parliament. Well, yesterday, the parliament on the three-mile-wide island voted to embrace democracy, to a point. Now the assembly will be half landowners and half what we might have called serfs once upon a time. All will have to win election. Paul Armagie lives on Sark and is a member of that assembly. He told me how the feudal system on Sark works.
We have a feudal landlord who is known locally as the Seigneur of Sark, and in essence, we are all his serfs. However, we have a modified form of feudalism, and this is something perhaps which is occasionally misunderstood, and we don't all have to doff our caps to the Seigneur as he passes by, or kiss his shoes, or curtsy, or bow. It's not like that. Mr. Beaumont is the name of the current Seigneur, and he is a slightly aged gentleman now. He's approaching his 80th year, but he's a delightful, charming, polite, courteous English gentleman.
Well, why this push to do away with this system that a lot of people on Sark seem to think was working perfectly fine?
Absolutely. If it ain't broke, why fix it? And quite clearly, we've had a system that has served the island well for many, many years, and we're being told we've got to fix it by powers beyond these shores. In the early 1980s, Sark as an island was obliged to sign up to the European Convention on Human Rights. And this has come to haunt us, quite frankly, because in the eyes of the European Convention on Human Rights, the system that we have on Sark and that we have had for generations is not human rights compliant.
Well, has this become a big issue on the island of whether to maintain the feudal system or whether to manipulate it in some way?
That's right. It has been an emotive subject because there are those people on the island who believe that the only way forward is to scrap the old system and bring in a brand new system which is going to serve Sark well for the future. And that completely ignores the history and the heritage. And not least of all, it ignores the huge contribution that landowners have made to the development of Sark. So I believe that the decision that we came up with yesterday as an assembly is a very practical, very workable, and a modern take on the traditional feudal system.
I want to ask you about the seigneur, and as I understand it, he maintains certain rights, even under this new system. There are certain things that belong exclusively to him.
Indeed, there are. They're slightly quaint. They're slightly old-fashioned. In law, the seigneur is the only person on the island who is allowed to keep an unspayed female bitch dog, not a dog, but a bitch, and anything that is washed up on the shoreline of Sark between the low water mark and the high water mark is officially the property, becomes the property of the seigneur of Sark.
Huh. Do you know, does the seigneur exercise those rights? Do you see him combing the shoreline?
It's been adapted now whereby if, for instance, you or I were walking on the shoreline and we found something of value that had been washed up on the shoreline, we would be obliged to phone the seigneur and say, oh, Mr. Beaumont, I have found XYZ on the beach. And I'm sure 99 times out of 100, knowing Mr. Beaumont, he would say, thank you for the telephone call. I have no interest in that, but thank you for letting me know.
Has that happened?
In recent times, there was an unexploded bomb was actually found between the high water mark and the low water mark. And it was found by somebody who, in fact, had been staying at our hotel. And they came back to me and said, we found a bomb on the beach. We found a bomb on the beach. What should we do? And so I phoned Mr. Beaumont, the seigneur. I said, Mr. Beaumont, I don't want to cause any distress, but we've actually found what would appear to be an unexploded ordnance on the beach. And he said, please will you phone the island police and ask them to deal with it? He said, I want nothing to do with that.
That's where feudalism just reached its limit, I think.
Absolutely. So he had the right to pick and choose, if you like. But I presume it was a courteous thing to do, to say, sir, do you mind? This is what I've found on the beach.
Well, Mr. Armagie, it's good to talk to you, and best of luck as you move carefully away from feudalism there.
Thank you, Melissa.
Paul Armagie is a member of the newly democratic parliament on the island of Sark in the English Channel.